Good afternoon.
下午好。
If you have not already done so, please keep your Bibles open to 1 Peter 5.
请翻开圣经，彼得前书第五章。
We come today to the concluding five verses of this letter from the Apostle Peter.
今天我们来到使徒彼得这封书信最后的五节经文。
Peter wrote this letter to believers who had suffered persecution.
彼得向当时遭受逼迫的信徒们写了这封信。
They could expect further persecution.
信徒们预料逼迫还将继续。
They lived in a hostile world.
他们生活在充满敌意的世界里。
We too live in a hostile world.
我们今天同样生活在充满敌意的世界上。
Therefore, we should pay careful attention to what Peter has written.
所以我们应该特别注意彼得在信中写了什么。
Peter first wrote that our response to persecution and suffering requires a proper understanding of our salvation.
彼得首先在信中写道，我们对遭遇迫害和患难做出的反应，首先需要我们对于得救有一个正确的理解。
That's chapter 1 and the beginning of chapter 2.
这是在彼得前书第一章第三节一直到第二章的前面部分。
Then Peter wrote that even while suffering, we should submit to God and all proper authorities.
接下来彼得写道，即使是在患难中，我们也应当顺服神和所有掌权的。
It's chapters 2 and 3.
这是第二章和第三章。
No one should be able to accuse the child of God of doing wrong.
这样没有人可以指责上帝的孩子做错了什么。
We should flee evil and do good.
我们应当远离罪，一心行善。
Then in the final major section of the letter, Peter told his readers that they should suffer righteously.
在书信的最后最重要的章节里，彼得告诉读者，他们要以公义对待遭受的患难。
We should respond to unjust suffering in the same manner as Jesus responded.
我们应该效仿耶稣的样式来对待所遭受的不公平的苦难。
That brings us to the concluding verses of the letter.
这就把我们带到这封信的结束的经节。
We are left with the question, how do we accomplish all these things?
我们不仅要问，我们怎样做才能够做得符合彼得提出的所有的要求呢？
This is answered in verses 10 and 11.
答案在第十和十一节。
God's grace is completely sufficient.
神的恩典完全够我们用。
By grace, God leads us to faith and justifies us.
藉着恩典，神使我们信主，并叫我们称义。
By grace, God keeps us to the very end.
藉着恩典，神保守我们直到世界的末了。
I want to focus on these two verses this morning.
我要集中地讲解这两节。
However, first I want to comment on the three verses which close the letter.
不过我要首先阐释结尾的最后三节经文。
Peter mentions Silas as one who helped in writing the letter.
彼得提到写这封信中希拉给予了帮助。
Silas probably functioned like a secretary.
希拉可能是担任着一个秘书的职责。
You might think of this person as an executive secretary.
我们可以想象这个人可能是一个首席执行秘书。
Sometimes this person merely wrote down what another person dictated.
有些情况他只是写下别人口述笔录下来。
At other times, they might have contributed to the formulation of the letter.
有些情况，他需要对信的内容做出直接的贡献。
Silas is probably the brother that accompanied Paul on his second missionary journey.
希拉可能是陪伴保罗第二次布道旅行的弟兄。
Peter describes or summarizes his letter in verse 12.
彼得用第十二节描写或者说总结了这封信。
He says he wrote briefly.
他说他是略略地写了信。
In a day when Twitter and text messaging defines our communication, this might surprise us.
在当今让 Twitter 和短信作为通讯方式的我们可能会倍感惊讶。
But compared to letters like the Book of Acts or 1 Corinthians, 1 Peter is indeed a short letter.
然而相比使徒行传或者哥林多前书，彼得前书确实是一封短信。
Peter also appears to have been a person who talked a lot.
而且彼得看上去应该是个健谈的人。
So in his mind, it was short.
所以在他的印象中，这封信很短。
Next, Peter says that he wrote to encourage them.
接下来彼得说，写信是为了鼓励门徒。
This word also means to urge or exhort.
鼓励也有敦促和劝诫的意味。
It is the same word which Paul uses in Romans 12 verse 1.
保罗在罗马书的十二章第一节用了同样劝这个词。
He said, I urge you, brothers.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Peter has been urging his readers to think and live properly.
彼得劝诫信读者要正确的思考和生活。
Peter then describes his letter as testifying that this is the true grace of God.
彼得接下来说，他的信是要证实这恩是神的真恩。
Peter is claiming that his message is reliable.
彼得声明他的话是靠得住的。
What he has said about standing firm in persecution is truly a work of God's grace.
他所说的在逼迫中要站立得住，完全是神的恩典做的工。
The last statement in verse 12 is a command to stand firm in the grace of God.
第十二节最后的话是一道命令，要我们在神的恩典上站立得住。
Some translations may have this as a statement instead of a command.
有些翻译把这句话翻译成不是命令，而是声明。
There are some differences in Greek manuscripts.
在希腊语的手抄本中有几处不同。
But this is a significant command.
但是这是一条非常重要的命令。
Some Christians regularly attempt to live in their own strength.
有些基督徒总是想方设法靠着自己的力量生活。
They attempt to please God by their own means rather than live by grace.
他们尝试靠自己的办法，而不是靠神的恩典来讨神的喜悦。
It was by grace that we were saved.
我们从罪里得救是本乎恩。
It is by grace that we stay saved.
我们今天仍然得救也是本乎恩。
God gives us as a gift the strength and wisdom which we need.
神把我们需要的能力和智慧当作礼物加给我们了。
It is not by our own strength that we follow Jesus.
我们跟随主耶稣不是靠自己的力量。
It is not in our own wisdom.
也不是靠自己的智慧。
Neither do we earn these things from God.
我们也不是从神那里赚来的。
It is all by God's grace and we need to stand firm in it.
所有的一切都是神的恩典，我们需要在恩上站立得住。
In verse 13, Paul sends greetings from she who is in Babylon and from Mark.
第十三节，彼得传达了从巴比伦和马可来的问候。
Church tradition associates John Mark with Peter.
教会传统上把约翰马可和彼得联系在一起。
John Mark had lived in Jerusalem.
约翰马可曾住在耶路撒冷。
He was related to Barnabas.
他和巴拿巴有往来。
He accompanied Paul part of the way on his first missionary journey.
他曾陪伴保罗第一次去了第一次布道旅行。
Church tradition claims that Mark recorded Peter's gospel preaching, which now has the name the Gospel according to Mark.
教会传统上称马可记载了彼得传福音的工作，后来成书《马可福音》。
Number of suggestions have been made for Babylon.
对巴比伦有着不同的解释。
Babylon might refer to the city by the same name in Mesopotamia.
首先，巴比伦可能是指同名的美索不达米亚城。
It might refer to a town in Egypt by that name.
也可以指埃及同名的一座城市。
It could also be a figurative reference to Rome.
也可能是指象征意义上的罗马。
Many favor the last.
很多解经家倾向于后一种解释。
Church history records Peter being in Rome.
教会的历史记载，彼得曾经在罗马。
And so far, it offers no evidence for Peter having been in the other locations.
目前还没有其他的记录表明彼得去过其他两处。
In the final verse, Peter tells his readers to greet one another with a kiss of love.
在最后的经节，彼得告诉读者要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安。
A formal kiss was a common expression of love in the early church.
早期教会普遍以正式的亲吻作为爱的表达。
This is more easily understood in countries like Switzerland, where a kiss is a regular, acceptable greeting.
这在瑞士等国家很容易被理解，因为见面亲吻是一很正常并广为接受的问安方式。
In other passages, Paul tells his readers to greet one another with a holy kiss.
在其他段落，彼得告诉读者，彼此亲吻务要圣洁。
Our greeting should not be hypocritical.
基督徒之间的问候不可虚伪。
They should be holy and genuinely express the love which fellow believers should have to one another.
信徒之间应当圣洁，真诚地表达关爱。
Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss.
犹大以亲吻出卖了耶稣。
His disciples were probably very sensitive to the importance of genuine love being expressed in this greeting.
基督的门徒可能对通过亲吻来表达真爱的重要性非常敏感。
The letter ends in verse 14 with the same benediction as at the start of the letter.
书信在第十四节结束的祝福与信开头的祝福一致。
Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
愿平安归于你们凡在基督里的人。
Most important is our peace with God.
最重要的是我们在神里得平安。
Then it is possible to have peace within us.
只有在神里面得平安，我们才可能有内心的平安。
And of course we desire to live at peace with those around us.
同样，我们当然也希望与身边的人和平相处。
Now this leads us to examine the verses we skipped, and especially verse 10.
那现在我们就让我们来检验前面跳过的经节。
It helps us answer the question which I posed earlier.
这帮助我们回答我前面提出的问题。
How do we accomplish these things which Peter has urged upon his readers?
我们怎样做才能符合彼得向他的读者提出的劝诫和要求呢？
We succeed in following Christ when we stand firm in his grace.
只要在基督的恩典中站立得住，我们就能成功地跟随基督。
God's grace is completely sufficient.
上帝的恩典完全够我们用。
What God gives us is enough to live as God wants us to.
神所给我们的足够让我们去过合神心意的生活。
What God has given us is all that we need to be right with God.
所有我们需要的能够讨神喜悦的条件，神都已经加给我们了。
We find in verse 10 things to help us understand how to stand in God's grace.
第十节经文让我们明白怎样站在神的恩典上站立得住。
First, know the direction in which you as a believer are heading.
第一是明确我们作为基督徒生命的方向。
Remember that we are heading for eternal glory in Christ.
我们应当牢记我们的目标是进入基督永远的荣耀里。
Peter writes that God called us to his eternal glory in Christ.
彼得信中写道，上帝呼召我们在基督里进入他永远的荣耀。
We regularly recognize in this life how important it is to look beyond the moment.
我们常常会认识到，在今生，我们需要让我们的眼光超越目前的时刻是多么重要。
We suffer some pain at the dentist to gain long-term relief.
就像我们在牙医诊所要忍受一时的痛，以便得到长久的平安。
We work at our job to receive payment at the end of the week or at the end of the month.
我们要工作到月底或周末才能拿到工钱。
Scientists study children to see if what, to see what might indicate future leadership potential.
科学家们研究了孩子们，以了解是哪些潜质决定未来的领导力。
There was an interesting common characteristic among small children who later became leaders.
他们发现那些后来成为领袖人物的小孩子都有一个有趣的共同点。
Scientists gave all the children in a group a piece of candy.
科学家们分给一群孩子每人一粒糖。
They told the children that if they kept the candy till the end of the day and did not eat it, they would get more.
他们告诉孩子，如果谁把糖留到晚上不吃，就能够得到更多的糖。
Many children just ate the candy immediately which they had received.
很多小孩一拿到糖就立刻吃掉。
Some kept the candy until the end of the day and got more.
有些小孩把糖留到了晚上，确实得到了更多。
Who do you think became leaders later in life?
你认为哪些小孩后来成为了领导者呢？
Those who waited to get their reward.
是那些能够等待得到奖赏的。
We must remember that we are heading for eternal glory in Christ.
我们当牢记，我们要进入基督永远的荣耀里。
We must let this truth affect us now.
我们必须现在让真理影响我们。
God has eternal purposes for us.
上帝为我们有永恒的计划。
We're not just living for today.
我们不是为今天而活。
We are living today for what it will mean in eternity.
我们今天活着是为了那将在永恒里有意义的东西。
Do you want the praise of God?
我们愿意要上帝的奖赏吗？
Do you wish to be ashamed when Christ returns?
我们愿意当主再来的时候蒙羞吗？
The Apostle Paul called it a privilege to suffer for Christ.
使徒保罗把为基督受苦作为是一种特权。
No normal person enjoys suffering.
普通人没有人会去享受痛苦。
We would not consider it a privilege to suffer.
我们在遭受苦难时不会认为这是一种特权。
Only if we look beyond the suffering to eternal glory can we think this way.
只有当我们的眼光超越了苦难而看到 永恒的荣耀时我们才会这样想。
We should not stop believing because of suffering.
苦难不会让我们停止对神的信心。
Look beyond the suffering to the glory.
我们需要定睛在荣耀上。
Second, we should compare this life with eternity.
第二，我们应该将今生和永恒的生命对比。
I believe that this is what Peter does in this verse.
我相信彼得在第十节所说的正是这个。
He writes, after you have suffered for a little while.
他写道，等你们暂受苦难之后。
Only when we compare this life with eternity can we safely say that suffering is for a little while.
只有当我们把今生和永恒对比的时候，我们才能安全地说，现在的苦难只是短暂的瞬间。
Some Christians suffer persecution all their lives here on earth.
有些基督徒在世上终其一生受尽了逼迫。
It can begin even when a child turns to Christ.
有些逼迫甚至是在一个小孩接受主耶稣接受主耶稣的时候就开始了。
Think of some countries in the world today.
想一下当今世上的一些国家。
Anti-Christian governments have ruled for decades.
这些国家的反基督徒政府统治了几十年。
In other countries, corruption is so strong that all who strive to live godly are continually persecuted.
有的国家腐败严重，凡是要过敬虔生活的人都反复受到迫害。
We practice this principle regularly.
我们生活中常奉行这个原则。
We put up with short-term pain, delays, and inconveniences to benefit long-term goals.
我们在生活中常常要忍受短暂的痛、延误或者不方便，是为了能够达到长期的目标，得到长期的受益。
We take the time to brush our teeth.
我们花时间刷牙。
We take care to eat correctly.
我们注意饮食健康。
We exercise.
我们运动。
We usually do these things for long-term benefits.
我们这样做的目的是为了获得长期的好处。
The Apostle Paul wrote that physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
使徒保罗这样写道：操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
If we would train physically,For present benefit, how much more should we think about what benefits in eternity?
既然我们能够为现在的好处锻炼身体，我们不更应该多多的思考那在永恒里的好处吗？
This life is short in comparison with eternity.
相比永恒，今生何等短暂！
We need to remember that we are heading for eternity with Christ.
我们要牢记，我们的目标是与基督在永恒里。
We need to appreciate how different eternity is from today.
我们需要认识到今天和永恒有多么的不同。
Not even 100 years of life on this earth can compare with eternity.
在今世一百年也永远无法与永恒相比。
Third, understand the place of suffering in your life.
第三，明白在生命中苦难的位置。
Suffering is a stepping stone to better things.
受苦是得到更好东西的垫脚石。
Peter writes that after the suffering, God will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
彼得写道，在遭受患难以后，神会亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Some of these words have similar meanings and complement each other.
这里的几个词意思相近，而且互相补充。
The word translated in my English as restore is also translated as mend, prepare, fully train, or even to perfect.
在我所用的版本的圣经里，成全这个词也被译为修补、预备、完全训练、 甚至完全。
It has a sense of making something complete.
它有把某件东西完全的意味。
It is making something all that it should be.
是让一件东西变成它应有的样式。
It was the word used for mending nets.
这个词是用来修补网用的。
He's making sure that there is nothing lacking in us.
神要确认在我们里面什么也不缺。
God makes sure that there are no holes in the net.
神要确认在网上没有一个破洞。
Suffering leads to God's goal of making us complete.
受苦把我们领向神的目标，使我们完全。
I think this happens in at least two ways.
我认为这里至少有两种方式。
Suffering reveals our weaknesses.
苦难把我们的弱点揭开给我们看。
It points to where we need help in our lives.
它指出我们在生活哪些方面需要。
For example, we may become aware of how impatient we are, or how quickly we can get angry.
比如我们可以通过它认识到我们是多么缺乏耐心，或者容易发怒。
Suffering also can focus our attention on priorities.
遭受苦难也能够让我们集中精力放到重要的事情上。
It will cause us to ask what is really important to us.
它让我们向自己发问，什么才是重要的。
Suffering also leads to God confirming us.
患难也让神坚固我们。
The next two words, strong and firm, are similar.
下面两个词，坚强和牢固的意思很相近。
The idea of the first word is to make something stable.
前面一个词是说让一个东西能稳固。
It means to establish something.
它去建造。
It can have the sense of being inwardly committed.
它也可以指是让内心深处投入的更多。
When we successfully come through suffering, we are much less affected by challenges of the same or lesser strength.
当我们成功的经历了患难之后，我们在遇到相同的挑战时，就不再会受到打击。也不会减小力量。
We are more confident that God is able to deliver us through the trials.
我们有更充分的信心相信神能够让我们通过试炼。
Athletes regularly experience this.
运动员常有这种体会。
Coaches design training to be tough.
教练设计了有挑战性的训练。
When the athlete gets through training, they are more confident that they will get through the game.
运动员完成训练之后，他们就更有自信能够赛出好成绩。
God is doing no less with us.
上帝做的绝不低于这些。
Suffering establishes us.
苦难建造我们。
It confirms in us the work of God.
它确认我们这是神的工作。
Suffering leads as well to God strengthening us.
受苦同样把我们领向上帝，坚固我们。
The word which the NIV translates as firm is also translated strengthen.
在新国际版圣经里面，这个词也被翻译成坚固和加强。
It's used only here in the New Testament.
新约中只有在这里用过一次。
The meaning is similar to the previous word.
这个词和前一个词的意思相近。
However, this seems to emphasize more making one able.
然而这里强调的是说，神使我们能够。
If the previous word had the sense strong that you cannot be moved, this has the strength strong so that you are able.
那前一个词它的意思如果是坚固使得你不能被挪移，这里的意思，这个词的意思是坚强使你有能力。
When God has brought us through suffering, we are stronger and more able to accomplish further tasks.
当神带领我们经历了苦难之后，我们变得更坚强。更有能力完成神更多的工作。
Again, the analogy of sports might help.
再拿体育做例子。
There's an expression in English, no pain, no gain.
人常说一分辛劳一分收获。
It is only when we exert ourselves physically that muscles develop.
我们只有充分的发挥体力才能够发展成强健的体格。
God strengthens us and makes us more able to do what we should do through suffering.
神通过苦难赐给我们力量，使我们更有能力做我们当做的工。
Finally, suffering leads to God establishing us.
最后，苦难的结果是神对我们的建造。
The word means to lay a foundation.
建造一词是打下根基。
Figuratively, then it means to make stable.
形象地说，根基就是说让它稳固。
In a literal sense, it would be used of setting a house on a good foundation.
字面上的意思就是把房子要造在好的根基上。
This is how the word is first used in the New Testament.
根基一词首先是出现在新约。
Jesus told a parable about two houses in Matthew 7.
耶稣用了两个房子来打比喻。
Someone built a house on sand.
有一个人他把房子建在沙上。
Another house was on rock.
另一个人把房子呢建在岩石上。
When the rain and the flood came, that house did not fall.
那岩石上造的房子即使遭受了雨淋和洪水也没有倒塌。
It had been founded on the rock.
因为它是建立根基在磐石上。
That is the word that's used here.
就是这个词就是从这里出来的。
Another occurrence is in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
同样一词根基一词也出现在以弗所书的第三章十七节。
There Paul writes of being rooted and grounded in love.
保罗在这里写是在爱里扎根和立足。
The first term, rooted, is organic.
第一个词扎根是一个有机的词。
It's the word used of plants taking root.
这个词是说植物生出根的意思。
The other term is inorganic and is the one used in 1 Peter.
第二个词是无机，彼得前书里取的就是这个意思。
God is at work making sure we have a sure foundation.
神要确保我们有一个稳固的根基。
We should be like a plant that has sent its roots deep down in the soil.
我们应该像植物那样向下扎根。
This is also the picture which Jesus implies in the parable of the soils.
这和耶稣对土壤的比喻是相符的。
When the sun came out, plants in the stony soil withered.
太阳一出来，石质土里就长出的植物就枯萎了。
They had no roots.
因为他们没有根基。
When the word has not taken root in a person's heart, then persecution will cause them to wither.
如果神的话没有在人的心里扎根，那逼迫一到，人就退缩了。
If the soil is good rather than stony, the sun drives the roots deeper.
如果土壤是好的土壤，而不是那些砾石，那阳光就会让植物的根扎得更深。
Similarly, persecution causes God's word to become more deeply rooted in our hearts.
同样，逼迫让神的话语在我们心里扎根更深。
God has a purpose for suffering.
神对苦难有神的目的。
It's a good purpose.
这个目的是美善的。
When we have gone through suffering successfully, God will have made us better followers of Jesus.
当我们成功的经历了苦难以后，神就让我们成为耶稣更好的跟随者。
None of us would desire suffering or persecution.
我们当中没有人希望受苦或受逼迫。
It's good to pray for peace.
我们祈祷祈求平安是好的。
But we can be assured that God is always in control.
但是我们可以确信神一直永远掌权。
He will provide what we need to stand firm.
神为我们提供一切需用，让我们站立得稳。
We must stand firm in God's grace.
我们必须在神的恩上站立得住。
Keep on trusting God.
继续信靠神。
Rely upon His strength and wisdom.
依靠神的能力和智慧。
Remember that we are heading for an eternity with Him.
记住，我们将进入与他同在的永恒。
This life is short in comparison.
今生与之相比太短暂。
God's purposes are good.
神的用意是美善的。
When He allows suffering, it is for His good purposes.
当神允许苦难时，那是为了神美好的目的。
Cling to God, and He will make us all that we should be to His praise and glory.
抓紧神，他将带我们到当去的地方，在他的赞美和荣耀里。阿门。阿门。